2. The damp, forested strip of land between Nora's neighborhood and the hilly park that extended to the sports complex was swarming with police. Even Koivu was there. Apparently, he had finished his rounds of the shopping center and parking garage.
"You'll probably want to see this before they send it to the lab,"
Kartanen from forensics said. When I nodded, he continued.
"The bag was shoved back there behind that rock, so it wouldn't be easy to find unless you knew what to look for. The skates were on top. Look."
Kartanen opened the bag, which reeked of sweaty sports equipment. But under that, I could make out the faintly metallic, nauseating smell of dried blood coming from the skates, which were covered in rust-colored gunk. Elena Grigorieva had said that Nora was trying out new skates. An image flashed through my mind of Nora's expression as she played Snow White, begging the huntsman not to kill her. Had she looked at her killer the same way? Until the lab runs their tests, we can't be sure Nora was beaten with these, but it seems likely, I said, more to myself than to Pico or Koivu, who had walked up behind me. Send all of it off ASAP. We can have a look at the rest of the contents of the bag once the skates have been analyzed. Was there anything else left around? Like signs of a struggle or maybe a rock with blood on it?
No, but it rained hard last night. The man upstairs did a pretty good job of cleaning up, but we'll keep looking,
Kartanen said with a sigh.
That's one hell of a murder weapon, said a voice behind me.
Turning, I found myself staring straight into Pertti Strum's acne-scarred face. His nose, which had been broken multiple times, shone a violet red like an overcooked beet. What are you doing here, Strum? This isn't your case.
I just happened to be going past on the West Highway when I heard dispatch calling you. I thought I'd come have a look just for curiosity's sake. So, ice skates. Pretty goddamn sharp. I remember once as a kid I got a blade in the cheek playing hockey. I still have the scar right here. And don't figure skates have those spikes on them too? You could definitely off somebody with those.
Shut up, you idiot. I can imagine how this nice girl was murdered just fine without your help, thank you very much. Things between Strum and I had become nearly impossible since it came out we were both aiming for Toskinen's job if it opened up. Strum was resentful that my being a woman might put me in a better position now that affirmative action was finally becoming a priority for the police.